can see clearly now the rain is gone.
All right, well, General Motors plants are sitting idle with almost 50,000 UAW members walking off the job day two now. 19 states affected by this walkout. Plants in 19 states affected by this walkout. General Motors, here's some of the things that General Motors offered to the union before the strike was called. Over $7 billion in investments and 5,400 new jobs or more were offered by GM. They offered solutions for the unallocated assembly plants in Michigan and Ohio, Hamtramck and Lordstown. Investments in 8 facilities in 4 states. Introduction of an all-new electric truck to be built in Michigan. Opportunity to become the first union-represented battery cell manufacturing site in the U.S. at Lordstown. They also offered wage and lump sum increases in all 4 years. Improved profit sharing. A ratification payment of $8,000 to retain nationally leading health care benefits, new coverage for autism therapy, chiropractic care, allergy testing, and more. And the union said no, and I just got to say to myself, what else do you want? I guess I'm confused as to what else you want. I think a lot of it's about retirement packages and what's in the retirement package, but still, this seems like a pretty robust offer. My guess is, and this is pure speculation, my guess is this might not be a long-lived strike. We'll see what happens, but the strike could be a bit shorter. Back to Congress now. Back to Congress, because you look at everything the left is doing, which is pretty much focusing on Donald Trump. Impeachment, non-impeachment. One side says one thing, one side says another. Very muddy as far as what's happening there. What's not happening is anything moving infrastructure forward. Nothing's happening with USMCA. Nothing's happening with border security and overhauling our immigration laws. Nothing's happening in just about every area of American life because the Democrats are spending all of their resources and time and energy focusing on the president and trying to find something, anything they can hang on him. Doug Collins of Georgia spoke out about it. He has a lot of questions about what the left is doing. It's bite number one. I want you to hear this. Bite number one from Doug Collins, outspoken member of the Republican Party. Bite number one. Go.
It really just reminds me of the self-help sort of thought that if you keep telling yourself something enough, I keep telling myself something enough, it'll actually happen. The reality here is last week we took rules that were already in place. We packaged them up. We made it look different. We wanted people to think something's going on. But the reality is they're not legislating. And what they do legislate on is very partisan things that will never, you know, be able to pass some of it even the floor of the House, but some of it actually into the Senate. What's concerning to me is what we're not doing. If they really wanted to legislate, what about immigration? What about a problem on our border? Instead of talking about the problem, let's fix it. Last week in the resolution, they talked about foreign interference in our elections, but yet they will not take up any of our bills to actually deal with foreign interference. So I think it just goes back to the point they really, really wish they could, but they can't. So they just have to keep telling themselves they're doing something they're not.
And here's the problem that creates for the Democrats going into the election year of 2020. The problem that it creates is they came in with all of this fanfare. They picked off a number of seats in districts that were won by Donald Trump. 13 of those districts, Donald Trump won by a wide margin. Another 20 or 21 districts, he won by a narrower margin. That means you've got 33 or 34 seats, and you only need about 20, 21 for the Republicans to be back in control of the House come January 2021. What are the Democrats going to go back to their constituents and say? What have they accomplished? They can say, well, we did this. We did. People know better. You did one thing. You did it well. You obsessed with Donald Trump and his election. You tried to find a way to run this man out of office. Well, obviously, for 40 or 45% of your voting base to begin with, they're out on that. They're out because they don't buy that. So then you've got this sliver down the middle, and you have to convince these folks that all of your wrangling and all of your maneuvering and all of your posturing was doing something to move the country forward, which really it has not. And so the Democrats are in this jam now because they've gone so far in on the Russia collusion story that they have to find something that will pay off. And here's the problem that they face. We know now that the Inspector General's draft report has gone to William Barr, the Attorney General. The Attorney General and his team are going through that now to clean it up. So sometime very soon, could happen any day, could take a week or two, could take a month, possibly. I don't anticipate that. I expect to see it in a week or two at the most. But we will see the Inspector General's report and how it relates to James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, Andy McCabe, and all the rest, and how this was conducted as far as how was this investigation conducted, where did it come from, how was Christopher Steele's dossier treated in all of this, how did they get the warrants for the FISA court to spy on American citizens? These are all critical questions that will be revealed potentially in this IG's report. This could be, well, it could be a seminal moment in American history, actually, because it could expose how the intelligence community of the United States government was weaponized by one political party against another, something that should be unspeakable in America, something that should never happen in this country. Now, when I sit down with Devin Nunez, that's coming up in hour number two today, I don't want you to miss that. I have an exclusive sit-down interview. I sat with Devin Nunez yesterday, all told for about an hour and a half, and we'll share some excerpts from that exclusive interview here with you. If you miss any of it or you want to hear the entire interview, it'll be available at stevegruber.com on the podcast. You'll get the entire interview that we release on the podcast at stevegruber.com. But again, excerpts, important excerpts from that interview coming up here in just a few minutes on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Follow us at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram. We appreciate the support. Any comments, you can send me at stevegruber.com as well. Quick break. We'll be right back.